So we're doing the brisker of Hilchos Karban Pesach, the first one on the Kriyas Halal, Rashi and Taisus. Okay, so he says that according to Rashi, we see that this din of Halal Bashkitsa Pesach is not a din Sheshel Karban, it's din Bifnei Asma. The Pesach Ton Halal Basiyasa. What does it mean? It means it's not a Halal which is a Kiyam Bishas Avoda, but it's a Halal which has to do with Asiyas Pesach. And who does the Asiyas HaPesach? The Bailam. So the Kitos are the ones that that supply the Asiya with the Amiras HaHal. Okay? That the Shechita, the Asiyas HaPesach demands a Kriyas HaHal. Then he says, V'avizah Amiras HaHal G'chol Amiras HaHal De'alma. The K'mosh Tan HaHal B'Achilosa. What does he mean by that? In other words, it's not a HaHal of Avoda. It's a HaHal like any other HaHal. It's a halal on the part of the Bailam, like any Amiris halal. The only notice in the Amiris halal, it's the same thing as Amiris halal on Yantif. The only thing is that this requires Amiris halal b'shanas asiyasa, but the Amiris halal is exact same Amiris halal. Masha'ini kain what? According to Taisus, that what kind of Amiris halal is it? It's a different Amiris halal altogether. It's a kiyum and avoda. It's a shir shalvim, right? It's a different kind of Amiris halal. Al shall shear. Okay? All right, good. In other words, if you need the Chalil, so the Chalil is the shear Bekli that's Mitzurif to the shear shall pesh, shall levim, right? But if it's regular Amiris Halel of the Gavra, there's no Tzurif. Well, you just happen to have an instrument blowing there, so what's the Tzurif? The only way you could have Tzurif is if they both combine into an entity of Shir.
And the Shir with the Chalil is the Kiyum and Avoda.
Kiyum and Avoda.
Right.
So you see, it's not an Amiris Halal of what?
Yeah,
it's not an Amiris Halal.
Yeah.
But it's an Amiris Halal of Shir.
It's Avoda. Right?
Avoda. Okay.
And if you had two...
This would have brought down the Rashi at the end of the second paragraph from Erchin. So it would just be a Stira. But he's building it up to show you the concept of why it's a Stira and what's behind Rashi and Erchin. What's behind Rashi and Erchin is the concept that there's a tziruf between Chatzotzos and between Shir. What? Between the Shir of Halal. Oh, Rashi is Chalil? Oh, I'm sorry, Chalil. The Chalil. Yeah. Okay. Shanja, the concept of that forced Rashi and Erchin to say that it's the Shir Shalavim. And that puts the other Rashi in a difficult position. Okay? Like they said, so what did he say? I mean, it's Dava Pasha, so they're both. You said right away. Right? What?
Well, Tosfos doesn't...
The question is, what did he accomplish that such so that deserves to be written down like this? I mean, it's a Dava Pasha. The answer is very simple. The answer is this too.
Never really a question.
And the whole question is funny because... And the question he keeps on asking, what does the Chalil have to do with the Amiris Halal of the Kitos? No, it doesn't. He's right, but there's another Amiris Halal. I mean, it's like, it's Dava Pashut. What he's saying seems like simplistic.
I think if you brought on that first Rashi, I mean, we wouldn't have had questions.
What? It'd be his question, right?
It's
so I think what he wanted to show is like this. Not so much just to try to answer a question. You know what I mean? Mostly what we try to do is try to answer kashers. What he's trying to do is trying to show you a derech in thinking. He's trying to show you that really the Mishnah just mentions one type of howl. And Rashi pulled out that there has to be two because of his conceptual formulation. That's what he wants to show you. You see, he wants to show you the innovative thinking of Rashi. Because that's what Taisus is. Taisus Kashan Rashi is, it can't be the Halal of the Kitos, because it's the Halal of the Karban, of the Shir, of the Levium, right? But so Rashi conceptually understood Shechitas HaPesach to be torn Halal Bas Yasa. And that concept is what he held from. So even though the Mishnah only mentions one Halal, he deduced that there's two. That's the innovative. He's showing you how Rashi was creative and innovative. What's Rashi going to say like Thesis?
He's not really showing you why Rashi.
No, he's showing you, but he's showing you because. What do you mean why Rashi?
Like what made
Rashi? Right. What kind of halacha is it that Shechitas HaPesach, that Pesach requires right. Halmas Yasa? But you see what I'm trying to show you? He's trying to show you the greatness of Rashi in terms of his clear, original thinking when he learns the Sugya. That's what you see from this Rashi. That's what he's trying to show. He's not just trying to... He could have just answered the question. Boom, boom. But... what he's showing you is the Mishnah only tells you of, only speaks of one halal. And Rashi, because of his concept of how the carbon has to be made, that requires time halal basiyaso, so Rashi deduced that there's two halals. That's what he's showing you. Showing you the Rashi's originality. He's showing you that Rashi came to the Mishnah already with a conceptual framework of carbon pesach. And based on his concepts that he came to the Mishnah with, that's the way he interpreted it. It's an uncovering. It's a beautiful uncovering here. See, that's what he's showing you. There's a strange Rashi there. What taf is it? Tzadi Aleph on Beis. Tzadi Hei on Beis. Where Rashi says, Efshe Shesho Shechna Pesachin, he doesn't mention it. But Rashi says, the Dvar Mitzvah. What's the exact lesson there? Kivan, the Dvar Mitzvah, Ton Ho. So what do you mean? Every Dvar Mitzvah is Tan Hal. You see, by Lulav it's different. By Lulav the Halel is really an expression of the Nianuim. You know what I mean? Because it's a Aziran no Batzayar. So therefore it's different. Here the Halel is not an expression of the Akravas of Carbon. It's an expression of the Makriv, the state of the Makriv.
Yeah, but there it's a kiyam.
It's a kiyam. It's a vehicle of the Nianun.
What's it on Rosh Chodesh?
What?
What's it on Rosh Chodesh?
Just Shevach.
They did.
Actually, it brings in the Lulav Agav Grora because it has no Sheikhs to this. It's Tim Gan Hal.
Well, it says no Sheikhs to the Mishnah.
Yes, the Raya.
Right, but then you get it on. It's not out of. The place of both of them are
essentially
the same.
Right.
It's not a
right case of shame. What does Rashi mean? Kivan the mitzvah, he says?
Dvar mitzvah
ton hal. Okay, so what do you say? Glance on one side, one part. See, I think the reason why he mentions mitzvah is not that, obviously, he's not saying that every mitzvah needs help. He means like this. He means that the Shechitas HaPesach demands halal. Because it demands simcha. It demands shevach ha'edar. He's not going to why. But what does it mean that at the time that you do the shechit, everybody says halal? That's like just like, that's not like a halachic thing. That's not like a halachic thing. That's like, I mean, that smacks of like other nations' way of doing things. At this time, we're very happy, so we say how. So Rashi says, because it's not that it's the time of the Shechita, that at that time you go into how. But it means to say, because it's the mitzvah Shechita, the mitzvah of Pesach, the howl's mitzurif to the maisa mitzvah of Pesach. That's the mitzurif. If there were no mitzvah, and it was just b'shas asiya, then the Torah would never formulate that way. That's not a Torah's formulation. So it's what's mitzarif, the howl for the shechita is the mitzvah. It's howl our mitzvah. Do you know what I mean? Howl isn't simply excited at the time of the shechita. That wouldn't be a keen. That's not the halacha. That's not the way the Torah works. But it's the mitzvahs of Pesach that the howl is mitzarif to. Why Pesach? That he's not talking about. Pesach obviously is different. But he's talking about the possibility of the tziruf between the Hallel and between the Pesach. And the only, if it weren't a Maisa Mitzvah, it would be like just wild, outburst of Hallel at the time of the Shechita. That's not the Teres Derech. So the Teres Derech is that the Hallel has been mitzuruf to God's Mitzvah. That's the Hallel. Mitzvah Hashem. So that's why you could have, so that's B'shas Asiyasa. That's what Rashi's saying. It's sharp Rashi. Very sharp Rashi. By howl on Yom Tov, so it's part of Kedush Sayom. It's an expression of Kedush Sayom. But just to have a howl simultaneously at the time of an activity, just inside, that's Derech Gayim do that. Right, and now we're excited, so we're going to say howl. There's no such system like that in Yadus. Yadus has to be tied to an idea of God. So it's tied to God's mitzvah. So the howl is tied to the mitzvah. That's the mitzarif. That's what Rashi's saying. No, it's a kiyum in the makrev, in the mevi. It's a kiyum in the gavra ha-mevi a Pesach. So that his howl is mitzurif to the mitzvah sasiyas a Pesach. So it's a kiyum in the mevi. That's what it means, ton howl basiyasa. The mevi would be lacking if you didn't have an expression of howl. But the tzirif of howl has to be to mitzvah. The tzirif of howl has to be to mitzvah. But it's ton howl because it would lack in the mevi a carbon if you didn't have an expression of howl.
That's
right. Nachilasa also. It would lack in the yochel. It would lack in the yochel. Going into the last paragraph of the Brisker Rav on his first piece on Hilchos Karban Pesach. Okay. So his kasha is that according to Tosfos, the shir that the Levim sang functioned for two things. First was a din navod as a karban, and also was a din in the Pesach Torah Halal Basiyasa. Right? So it did them both. So that's why it had to be howl. But according to Rashi, that the din of Pesach Torah Halal Basiyasa is accomplished by the kant, by the bialim, right? And the shir shel Levim Omrim is a shir navoda, so why did it have to be howl? Why wasn't that necessary to be howl? It should have been a shir that's tied to the yom, like the other shir. The fact that it's howl is unusual.
Is he assuming from the Gemara there that...
I think what he means is like this, that the... let me just record it. Starts off with the fact that the Yud Bey, the question is, why does Rashi have howl? Tosfos has it because of Asiyah. But Rashi has the Asiyah through the Kat. So why does he need the Levium's Avoda, Shir, to be howl? Okay? So he says, it goes through the Gemara in Yerushalmi, and it comes out that the Yud Bey's Yomim, Machol Makal of Name is Beach. Right? And whenever the Cholul is no egg, Howl is no egg. So you see Rashi explains that howl is no egg in the shear on those, because the chalil can't be mitzuref. You can't have a chalil mitzuref just to the fact that yechidim are saying howl. There's no tziref. So that's why Rashi adds that on those days, the shear of the levium has to be howl. And that's where the chalil merges with the howl. Now either it's just halacha that the chalil has to merge with the howl, or else it's because of simchas lev kolach b'chol. Okay, we'll see why he has these two possibilities. but what's the idea here? It starts off with the fact that Yechidim Gomer Ben Sahal. That's how it begins. Since Yechidim Gomer Ben Sahal, so the Shir Shel Avim has to be Hal. Since the Shir Shel Avim has to be Hal, so then you need the Chalil. Right? Then you need the Chalil. So what's the formulation? And why does he have those two options for the Chalil? So I was thinking like this, that ordinarily, what determines the Shir Shel Yom? The Yom itself, the nature of the Yom. Hayom in Rishon B'Shavas, so my Sabracious, and the Gemara always ties it to the Yom, right? So what he's saying here is, that the fact that that Klal Yisrael says Shira is a chalos in the Yom. Is a chalos in the Yom. So it makes it a special yom. Now, once it's a chalos in the yom, that determines the shear of the levium. Because the shear of the levium are determined by the chalos in the yom. So the fact that the chalos are saying shear l'Hashem is a din in the chalos in the yom, and that's why it affects the shear of the levium. It has to be halal. Because halal is the highest form of shevach. Okay? Now he has, and that must be a kind, that has a special accompaniment of the chalil. So he says either it's halacha that must be accompanied by the chalil, or else, because of the fact that halal is the highest form of shevach, and the chalil is the highest form of simcha, so that's why, because simcha slave of chalil, that's why the chalil is mitzuref to the halal. Because halal demands a higher level of a kleshir. And the characteristic of kleshir is the highest form of simcha is the chalil. So that's the tziruf. Either it's just halacha, or else the tziruf is because it merges with halal because it's the highest form of shevach. And why is this the highest form of shevach at that time? Because it's a yom that Klal Yisrael are saying halal Hashem. That's what he's saying. Okay? Not that the yom is causing the yechidim to become a halal, and it's causing the levim to say halal. The yom is causing the yechidim to say halal. Because the yechidim say halal, so now it's a special yom, because of that ma'isa amiras halal in the Klal Yisrael. So therefore the levim's shira has to relate to that phenomenon of the yom.
But then they have the shira.
What's Machlegis Rashi and Taisus? Taisus maintains that it's Ton Halal Basi Yaso. So he holds you can't be Mitzaref, the Amiris Halal, to the Chefta Shel Karbon unless it's through the Avoda. Rashi holds Mitzvah. That there's a Tzirif Bailim between the Halal and the Halal Ala Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah Shchita is Nitfas in the Halal. Taisus doesn't hold that way. That's the Machlegis. That's the machlokes. Very good. According to Rashi, the halal is mitzuref to the mitzvahs of Pesach. Because you can be mitzaref halal to mitzvah. But Taisus doesn't hold like that. So how could you be mitzaref to halal to the carbon to make it a halal basiyasa? So you only had one method through the avoda. The avoda sashir. But it's an interesting thing. It's a beautiful thing, the fact that he brings out, I mean, agavorcha, you know, the idea of the chalil. They see every instrument wasn't just, wasn't just the band. That instrument had a unique relationship to Howell. The answer is, what's the uniqueness of the Chalil? Is that's why he quotes that pasuk, the Simcha slave of Kaholech b'Chalil, because that was the derech of a happy person to walk around and play the flute. So because of the Maisa, it's a Maisa when a person's happy, walks around. So that made the Chalil a reflection of the Simchas Halev, because of the Derech B'nai Adam. Not that the Chalil has a special sound, some type of a different sound, I mean.
Anytime they're happy,
that's what they do. That's what he's doing, right? Okay.
The Greek Pan.
Anytime they
make
a good
trip.
Pan,
like, Taisvis, Taisus has both. In other words, it's a two double function. They have to say halal because the Yom Yisrael Gomer is a halal, and that qualifies the carbon also. It's halal bas yaso. It's two things. Two things in one. All right. It could be, according to Taisus, that the Shir Shel Yom was not halal, except by Shechitas HaPesach. But except, in other words, could be that Taisus holds that the reason why he said Halal in the Shir to Levium was only for Asiyas Pesach. And the only thing is that when the Gemara says Bishosha, because the Yisrael Halal, so the Chalil is Noeg, the Chalil is Noeg separately on the other days with a different Shir. Could be according to Taisus. The one thing that makes better Taisus is that you don't have to have a double function. The reason why I say howl is because of Sias HaPesach alone. That's smoother.
Is there a separate yom on Pesach besides howl?
What?